meets me at the point of my knee. Not what I want to hear, but what do you want me to do?
Tell me all I need to know.
Fill me with your touch, that this same life. Song one more time. Meet me at the point of my need. Tell me everything I need to know. Fill me with a touch that my life may bring you joy.
That my life may bring you joy. Oh Lord. Oh my Lord and my God, oh Lord.
Let me know you more.
I want to know you more. Oh Lord and my God.
Let me know you more. Father, we thank you. Thank you for yesterday. We appreciate you. Take all the glory. As a church, we celebrate you. As a pastor, we celebrate you. We thank you so much for yesterday. Let this morning be an encounter. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Let's celebrate Jesus if you believe it. Let me get started by welcoming the person on your left and on your right and say, welcome to DP. God bless you. Please be seated. God bless you. Love you right back. God bless you. 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 14, I'm going to read very quickly because I have a lot to say. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 14, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship are righteousness with lawlessness? Okay, so one is righteousness, one is unrighteousness or lawlessness. And what communion does light have darkness? One is light, one is darkness. No matter how rich, no matter how eloquent, no matter how educated, the Bible says one is darkness. Go to verse 15. What accord does Christ have with Belial? The spirit of Christ is within you. Bible, not me, says the spirit of Belial is at work in that person. Oh, he's a Muslim. He's a nice guy. But guys in church are not even as nice as him. It's not my business. What the Bible says is that he carries Belial within him. If you're wise in your own sight, then don't come back and say, Pastor, counsel me. What will I say to you outside the Bible? Or what part as a believer with an unbeliever? So all he's been talking about is been talking about a believer and unbeliever. Now I need to say this. If you're married to an unbeliever right now, the Bible says don't preach to them. Let your character preach to them. You alone know in your heart what you're managing. Maybe he drinks. Maybe he does drugs. I don't know what he does. He's a nice guy. He's nicer than the guys in church. Well, you are wise in your sight. But Bible says, don't do it. If you do it, you have the grace by extension. The guy can be saved. The woman can be saved through you. Let your character preach to the person. If you preach, it won't hold water. It's like you're pouring water into a basket. Did you understand that? In verse 16, it says, what agreement as the temple of God with idols? You and I know that the Bible says, know ye not that you are the temple of God and you have been bought with a price. That person that has refused Jesus Christ is a temple of idol. No matter how nice, no matter how rich, no matter how educated. That's what the Bible says. For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them. I will walk among them. And I will be their God. And they shall be my people. Verse 17. Therefore, I always tell you, find out what the word is there for. Therefore, if I don't read from verse 14, you don't know what therefore is. Come out from among them. In other words, don't do what I just said. No matter how much you paint it. Let me say something to you. You are not in this world to do your secular job. Your secular job is a vehicle to take you to your purpose. It's not the end, it's the means. Do we despise it? No, we don't despise it. So you are trending or something is trending or no. I'm not saying don't do everything. I speak some slangs, but not everything. I weigh what I'm going to say. Because what you say to yourself or say to your spouse or say to your children matters at the end of the day. If you don't believe me, you will discover later. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate. I'm a Christian. I hang out with these good people. They are unbelievers. I know what I'm doing. Then 1 Corinthians 15:33 is already a reality in your life. You are deceived. He says, don't be deceived. Evil communication or evil companionship corrupts good manners. Don't be deceived. Let's read the last verse, verse 17, and we continue. I have a lot to say. Come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch the unclean thing, and I will receive you. What if I'm found there? Will I be received? No. Nobody has told you, I will tell. Nobody has told me, you should tell. If I do what has been said from verse 14, I will not be received. But we're under grace. This is the man that wrote grace. You are getting me wrong. He says, grace is the teacher. You are not learning anything. I'm too harsh these days. But I'm saying the truth. Let me remind you, Eli did not sin. If you know what Eli did, come and tell me. He just didn't tell his children the truth. Because he liked prophet offering. Because offering got to them. It was what they brought to him. He was already old. He liked it. So he didn't talk to them. He wanted to trend. He didn't talk to them. So I will tell you the truth. Amen. You and I must abide by this narrative. If we don't, then we are wise in our own sight. Then whatever we see, we shouldn't say, God, I've served you. No. We should say, I've seen the result of my decision. As a man with integrity or a woman with integrity. Did you hear that? Praise God. I've spent time sharing about that. I will share about something else another day. Talking about Abraham, who is God's friend, another day. In John 11:11, Jesus said, let us go. He said, these things he said, after he said them, what did he say? Our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I may wake him up. He turned a friend, a true friend, turned a permanent thing to temporal. Naturally, you should have died with that. A friend comes into your life and says, no, you can't do that. Let's go to church. Let's see pastor. Oh, we can't see pastor. Let's see minister. Let's do this. Attend DP for 1 week. It may not be convenient. There's some women that they jog in one morning. Do you like to jog in the cold? No, but I like to be a champion. You like the results, but you don't like the process. Amen, somebody. Am I talking too much? So Jesus Christ said, our friend Lazarus sleeps. Let us go. He didn't sit down and say, why didn't Lazarus look for me? No, if he knows I'm anointed, why didn't he? No, he knew when to go. He turned a permanent thing to a temporary thing. That's what a friend does. Amen, somebody. Praise God. James 2:23, let me mention this. I'm not saying because you grew up with someone, the person has to run your life, or because you're married to someone, the person. No. The Bible says, and the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believes God. Some of us don't believe people we call friends. Abraham believed God, and it was accounted for him for righteousness. God doesn't just like Abraham. I think I should read the two scriptures I didn't want to read to you before. Let me read one of them. It was accounted to him for righteousness. He was called the friend of God for believing God. You have people you call friends that don't believe in you. They gossip about you. They talk about you. I said yesterday, if you want to sell rice, somebody said, oh, no, you got, okay, I will sell beans. Say, you, beans, not your type. Okay, I want to go into politics. Not your type, they go into politics. Okay, so what do you want me to do? I mean, just sit down there. They want you to be a failure. They compare themselves. You come and talk to me. Everybody says on the internet, this person is beefing me. Who is beefing who? The best person you can control is yourself. Who are you beefing? What are you saying about other people? Come on, talk to me. Let me read a scripture to you. Just one of them. In 2 Chronicles 20 verse 7. Just to read one of the scripture to you. 2 Chronicles 20 verse 7. Are yet not our God who drove out inhabitants of this land before your people and gave it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend, for how long? Forever. What did Abraham do? This is 2 Chronicles. He died in Genesis. What did he do that God said is his friend forever? You saw it. That he believed God. He obeyed God. And it was accounted to him for righteousness. The fight starts between friends, particularly spouses. When you don't believe in your spouse anymore, you say, let me tell you something. It's not the fight that causes problem. It's what you said. You've forgotten, but your partner has not forgotten. In Yoruba language, in Yoruba land, they say that words are like eggs. You break them, you can't pack them again. You see things and you forget. You don't mean them. Amen. And this happens to both male and female. You say things and walk away. And you thought that's the end. It's not the end. Because you've spoken words. Words don't die. Amen. The person will be thinking, am I like that? Where did he come from? The person will be thinking, particularly if what you've said, the person's hearing for the first time. You've discussed, you've said, you didn't say it until a fight happened. And you didn't mean it, but you said it. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. You'll have a friend forever. You'll be a friend forever. In the name of Jesus. I won't talk about Mephibosheth because of time. I will talk about him later. Amen. Love does not work ill to his neighbor. You've gotten to a point you're hurt. You want the person to be hurt. No. Love does not work ill towards a neighbor. Love suffers long. Verse 4. Love is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Love is not puffed. When I get there, I will share about that. Are you getting something? Amen. In Matthew 7 verse 12, Matthew 7 and verse 12. Let's read together. Everybody read this. Ready? Go. Read that again. What you are doing right now, do you want people to do it to you? What you're doing that nobody knows. Or they know. Do you want some... Let's talk about husband and wife. Because you can leave any friend. Your child can leave you. Your friend can leave you. Your spouse is not planning to leave you. Before you say God is not with you, do you want someone to do what you're doing to them? No. Nobody wants that. At least I don't want that. So stop willing to change your partner. Change yourself. Because what you're doing, if they do it for you, you don't want it. Come on, talk to me. The Bible says, so what are things you should not do? Very quickly. You want to find out? Number one, you remember we quote the scripture, Hebrews 10, 24, that don't forsake the gathering of ourselves together as the manner of some is. In verse 25, Hebrews 10:25. Quickly, guys. Okay. 25. Not forsaking the assemblies of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exalting one another. Let's read 24 together. 24. Let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works before he gets to 25. First of all, before I move forward, because I need to run fast, it is the person that you don't love that the house is far. It is the person that you love that you don't love that the house is far. And that can apply to many things. Literally, if you visit more than they visit, you are the friend, they are not the friend. It should be reciprocal. Maybe you have games in your house. Maybe your house is more comfortable. Then you know. But I tell you the truth, it is the person that you don't love that the house is far. Think about anything. Maybe they are in trouble. Maybe the person says, I couldn't come because of my work. It is the person that you don't love that the house is far. If you forget anything, don't forget that. Number two, in Isaiah 5:21. Are you getting something? Isaiah 5:21. Amen. Don't be wise in your own eyes. See that after me. Say, I won't be wise in my own sight. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and are prudent in their own eyes, in their own sight. A lot of people are wise in their own sight. That's the problem. What you're doing right now, do you have a scripture to back it up? No. It's just what you think. In Proverbs 26, I need to run because of time. Proverbs 26, verse 12. Proverbs 26, verse 12. Do you see a man wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for him. Have you been foolish in your relationship? Your relationship with your boss, have you been foolish? Some things you said, he heard. You just say, because I'm a Christian, the people under me don't respect me. Some things you said behind, they heard. They heard. But they kept quiet. In verse 16, Proverbs 26, verse 16, for time's sake, the lazy man is wiser in his own eyes than seven men who can answer sensibly. Some people tell God, chill, I've done it before. God says, and you kept fasting and praying. God said, Gabriel, when last did you eat? He said, a long time ago. Let me fast. Fasting doesn't twist God's arms. You first of all do God's will. Your faith must find grace. Your faith must find grace. How can you say you are walking by faith and you are claiming my wife? It won't work. Because God says what God has joined together, let no man, no fasting, should put asunder. I can handle this, really. You have it figured out. God is interested in your life, even in small things. He wants you to be dependent. Number three, if you don't walk, don't eat. Say that after me. If I don't walk, I'm not going to eat. Now, for a while, you can lose your job. For a while, you can change your job. That is understandable. But if that's the way you want to live in a marriage, or you have a friend that gives you money, are you not ashamed to be taking money all the time? First time, second time, third time. Say, I just love my friend. He's very generous. One day you say, hello, I'm not at home. If we answer you from inside the house, I'm not at home. But you are lying. To be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. I'm not lying. I'm present with the Lord. Or they do like Muslims. What are you? I'm praying. Say, open the door. Come back. People should see your phone call and smile. If you don't walk, then don't eat. For 1 year now, you've not eaten. Yes, I've not walked. Then I know. Why are you not eating? I'm waiting on God. Oh, that's good. That's good for you. That's good. In fact, come line up. Come and see me. Say, I've not eaten for 2 weeks. Why? I'm waiting on God. Praise God. Keep waiting. But that you'll be eating, somebody will go to work. Huh? You shave, dye your hair. Gym, fine boy. Looking for politicians that would dash you money. That's the way you want to live your prime life. It has to end. Or you look for another church. Many of them have left this church. You can't do that. Jesus said, I see my Father walk. It's ungodly not to walk. The first gift God gave to man was work, not a wife. Was work. In case you are listening to me, don't say, how much are they giving me? I can't walk there. For free, you can walk. For free. And I've put myself in that condition. My Father has been walking until now, and I've been walking. Who are you not to walk? God told me not to walk. You didn't hear God well. Go back to that prayer. No, it was in the dream. Go back to that sleep. You didn't hear God. Because he will not talk outside the scriptures. Am I too passionate about this? You are not walking. What do you mean by you're not walking? What do you mean? How are you comfortable not walking? Amen. For 22 years now, I read the book. I don't tell you the person. You know the book. Retire at 23. I said, this is evil. This evil. 23 years ago, it was trending. I said, this is evil. How can you retire at 23? How? When people retire at 60, they go pick up a job to work like 4 hours a day. How can you retire at 23? Be a blogger. Be a this. And you are at home sitting down. No. See, your Bible say no. That will not happen to me. The prime of your life. So you just came to the earth and wasted. You think it's money alone that you are here to make? No. There's more. Say, I carry more. Amen. Amen. How can you be comfortable? Your wife will go to work. You'll be at home. Be a fine boy. You have your bath at 12 noon. I love God. God said I shouldn't work. Oh, let me get it to your address. You chase a contract for 1 year. There are two things. Contract happens once a year, twice a year, thrice a year. What do I do every day? There should be something. If not, let's plan it. And if you're a wife, if he gives you money, save it. Let's plan it. Every day. There's nothing like daily money. Nothing like daily money. If you like, make 1 billion, 10 billion once a year. There's nothing like daily money. We must have something we do every day. They tell you laundry is how much you bring. They tell you is this how much is that. Okay, which one do you want to do? You must decide on one thing that you want to do. It's a good place to clap. Some people will say somebody is doing me. A lazy man says lion is outside. And because of that, they don't go outside. Who told you that? That's the lie of the devil. Fourth, because of time. Let love be mutual. Let love be mutual. Whatever the person says, say it. If that person calls you brother and you can't call him brother, there's something wrong somewhere. If that person calls you sister and you can't call her sister, there's something. Friendship is not by force. It's a choice. Don't ever feel someone needs you. If you make them get used to not you not being around, is a problem. Somebody came here and told me, I'm leaving church. I said, if I don't feel your presence, I won't miss your absence. That's the truth. If I don't feel your presence, I won't miss your absence. Somebody came and told me, my boss is angry that I left it. I said, it's because you're useful. If you're not useful, he would thank God that you, people have left church, and I got home. I knelt down and I said, thank you, Jesus. God is my witness. Because God told me not to chase the person, so I was waiting. So when the person told me, the one said, thank you, Jesus. God is my witness. Not everybody, there's a particular person. So change, love has to be mature. In 3 John 1:11, because of this, I will just be the last scripture. 3 John 1:11. Beloved, do not imitate what is evil. Please. I watched something on a series. When my husband comes, I will show you. When my wife comes. This thing I watched. That's where the world is going. Is it in the Bible? Oh, it's quite. Let me face the side. Don't imitate evil, but what is good? He who does good is of God. Is of God. He who does evil has not seen God. Let us pray. You're going to rise to your feet and say, Father, if there's anything I need to adjust on my part, like Adam, I have passed the buck. Adam, why did you do this? The wife you gave me. Why did you? The serpent. Lord, I'm not behaving like Adam. Whatever I need to adjust, show it to me. Pray that prayer. I know the prayer will be low, but if you pray, you will see results. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we prayed. You're going to raise your voice. You say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive wisdom to do everything necessary to move my life forward. Pray that prayer. Everything necessary to move my life to the next level. I receive it right now. I receive it right now. Lord, you speak to me very clearly. Everything I need to move my life to the next level, I receive it right now. In the name of Jesus, Rabaka Santa Riba, Sheba Baba Baba Baba, Rebaka Santa Ribo Korobo Horobo, Rebaba Kasata Riba, Shinta Ribo Kosonto Ribo. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Say after me, say, Spirit of procrastination. That's not everybody. Say, spirit of procrastination, I'm not your candidate. Spirit of laziness, I'm not your candidate. In the name of Jesus, be separated from me. In Jesus' precious, pray that prayer. Spirit of procrastination, I'm not your candidate. Spirit of laziness, I'm not your candidate. Some people are on the couch. Their husband has gone to work. They are only watching African Magic. No, whatever it is, let the Lord expose it to you. Lord Jesus, spirit of procrastination, I'm not your candidate. Spirit of laziness, in the name of Jesus, be separated from me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. You're going to shout where you are, say, Father, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that my life is fruitful and productive. Spend some time praying that prayer. In the everything that will make my life fruitful and productive, I receive it right now. In the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we prayed. Let me pray for you. I want your amen to remove this roof. In the name of Jesus, you are delivered from every mindset that makes you make foolish decisions in the name of Jesus. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. In the name of Jesus, you are delivered from every evil mindset that make you make foolish decisions in the name of Jesus Christ. Can I receive a receiving amen? I pray the third time, in the name of Jesus, you are delivered from every foolish mindset that makes you make a foolish decision in the name of Jesus. Every relationship will be fruitful for you. It will be fruitful for you. It will be fruitful for you. I prophesy to you, receive wisdom. The one that comes from above, receive it right now. Receive it, receive it. Receive it, receive it. Your discernment is sharp. You know what to do. You know how to do it. In the name of Jesus, there's a teacher within. Receive his ministry. He teaches you all things. Receive what he's teaching you. You know what to do. You know how to relate to people. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy upon you, you will not squander your destiny. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you, you will not abuse the grace of access the Lord has opened to you. In the name of Jesus, you are operating on unusual wisdom. Receive it done where you are. Your result will make news in this city. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Pray in tongues if you believe it. Are you just saying something or you're praying consciously? Are you downloading or you're just praying? Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. As you go out to minister, God will give you a friend. Amen. As you go to preach the gospel to people, you will know how to access the heart of men. Amen. You'll meet them at the point of their needs. Amen. You'll be a blessing. Amen. In the name of Jesus, amen. I pray on this communion. The Bible said David behaved himself wisely. You'll be wise. As you partake of this communion, you'll behave wisely. That will be your story. In Jesus' precious name.